You've played bingo before, but not quite like this. Victor Figueroa ate a guacamole burger at Hamburger Mary's while watching bingo players get their groove on.
Let's try that together. What's the name of the game?
Bingo!
How do we play it?
Howdy!
All right.
At Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood, bingo night isn't just a time for old people to win a little extra cash. On Wednesday and Sunday nights, Bingo Boy and one of his drag queen co-hosts take the ball-bearing pastime and put a sexual spin on it.
Jumping in and hitting that G-spot, we got G49.
Yeah. Prizes vary from movies, nail polish, and cupcake mix.
Bill, you won the Brazilian package.
Uh-oh.
Seems like it should be bigger.
The winner must run from one end of the restaurant to the other, so bingo losers can get their moment of joy by crumpling up their cards and throwing them at the champ.
Oh, Kristen, you got 10 in your box. How does it feel?
Right.
Good. Can you still run?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to go. Pedal turn, pedal turn. All the way down, all the way back.
How many of you are here for the first time? First timers, raise your hands. First timers. Like, this whole side of the room are bingo virgins, and this whole side of the room are bingo whores, except for a couple.
That's Jeffrey Bowman, also known as Bingo Boy.
It's on! No, it's not! No, it's not! Shenanigans!
And his drag queen co-host for tonight, Roxy Wood, who loves performing.
Of course, I love being on stage. I love, you know, the fun that bingo is. I mean, it's exciting. We throw stuff, we yell, we sing, you know. People are drinking, people are eating, people are crying, they're laughing, it's everything.
Hit you with it like this!
It's a rambunctious crowd. Margaritas, burgers, and laughs are plentiful, but they're also supporting a charity. Bowman created some of the first AIDS benefits in the Los Angeles area, and in 1998 started Legendary Bingo to get the younger generation into charity work.
One of my goals was to get younger people involved in fundraising, and the way to do that was to give them an inexpensive, cool thing to do. And nobody was really doing it. I look out and it's all kids in their 20s, and not all, but you know, I think it works. You can have a good time and you can raise money for charity and it feels really good.
Bowman's whole family is involved in charity, but it's his Baptist minister grandfather who was the biggest influence on him.
He was really cool. He wasn't one of those preacher men. He was a preacher, but his whole thing was he just treated everybody great. He would go to the prisons and he'd visit the prisoners and he'd go to the hospitals. And he was such an influence on me as far as that it feels good to do good.
Ultimately, Bowman hopes for one thing to come to mind when a customer wakes up in a daze the next morning.
Somehow I want them to remember that they saved an animal's life the night before by being here. Or they helped build a playground for a disabled kid, and they get a really cool, glowy feeling of like, hey, I did something good. Now I need some aspirin because I have a hangover.
And while taking their aspirin, customers can groan in joy in helping charities like AIDS Project Los Angeles, the Wellness Community, and the Holly Rod Foundation. Victor Figueroa, Annenberg Radio News.
What's the name of the game? How do we play it, Johnny? Johnny, if you fall one more time.